Mental illness is prominent among children of parents who are addicted to drugs during their pregnancy. This documentary will take us through the measures taken by the Baltimore Board of Education to come to the rescue of addicted teen mothers who have attended or currently attend schools in the Baltimore District. An hour is not nearly enough time to show you the problem in its entirety, but we will attempt to scratch the surface of this epidemic in the Baltimore inner city. In the early 60s, music was changing fast. Gone were the days of rock and roll as we once knew it. Out with the old and in with the new soul music. The Motown sound was alive and well in Detroit, the Motor City. But it wasn't the only record company putting out soulful hits and developing black superstars. Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee was a force to be reckoned with. Otis Redding, Isaac Hayes, and Sam and Dave are just a few of the many dynamite performers to emerge from the Stax music stable. At one time in the early 70s, Memphis was known as the fourth largest recording center in the world. Albert Einstein was a genius and one of the greatest physicists of all time. His famous theories of relativity, which described the relationship between mass and energy and between space and time, were published in 1905 and 1916. Einstein was born of Jewish parents in Ulm, Germany. He spent many years in Switzerland, becoming a Swiss citizen in 1901, and gaining his Doctor of Philosophy degree in 1905 from Zurich University. It was while employed as a patent clerk in Bern that he published his first theory of relativity. This contained his famous equation, E equals mc squared, which explains the relationship between mass and energy. Ansel Adams, more than any other individual, brought Yosemite and the national park idea to the American people. His photographs, his letters, his lobbying of Congress, presidents, and the National Park Service spanned 7 decades. They served and still serve to make millions aware of Yosemite's beauty and to call attention to the dangers it faces. A craggy-faced man with a sharp nose bent slightly to the left, Ansel Adams was gracious, warm, and welcoming. He made close friends and kept them. He welcomed new friends into his life. He was focused, energetic, and filled with good humor, a master of the pun. He cared about people. He cared about his friends. And he cared passionately about Yosemite.